This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Agun Erev Shabbos Raboisai. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas, Koirach, Agutin Chodesh, like we did the last couple of weeks, we're going to start with five electrifying Divrei Torah on the Parsha. And we're going to, again, I'm going to give a little tutorial of how to see it on the site and how you could subscribe to these Divrei Torah and receive them in English and in Lashon HaKodesh. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take you on the screen share. And this is our site, rabbidg.com. We're going to go to the homepage of the site. And on the homepage, you scroll down. And first, you could subscribe. You go up here. On the top right-hand section, sign up to Rabbi's newsletter. You subscribe. Then every Erev Shabbos, you get Divrei Torah printed out in English. And you get also the Ben La'ashri Parsha sheets. Now, we have a new venue of the shiur. Until today, the shiur is only on Zoom. But now we also have live possibility. I want to welcome my friend, Rav Josh Morhaime, who's attending the shiur from London. But he's not on Zoom. He's actually here live in the room. If anybody wants to come visit me, you miss me so much. You haven't seen me in a year and change. You're welcome to come. You could come without a mask. And you could be live in the shiur. But right now, if you want to stay in Queens, it's going to be on Zoom. Okay, so you scroll down on to elevate your Shabbos table. You click read and you go to archive. And you scroll down. This week's parasha is Koirach. So it's in alphabetical order. I think it should be here somewhere. Where is it? Let's see, where would it be? Here it is. It's in alphabetical order. Likut Ben Ashri, Koirach. We're going to click on that. And that's the Ben La'ashri. Ah, but the thing is we want to see the English sheets. So we're going to go back here. We're going to go back to English. You go to Elevate Archive. And... no, this is not right. Right. Oh, here it is. Okay, we go in alphabetical order over here. And Koirach begins with a K. And here we have Parshas Koirach. I'm going to share with you three electrifying Divrei Torah on Parshas Koirach. I want to thank my good friend Rav Mordechai Levitan and Team Levitan for putting this together. Number one, Rashi says on the Pasuk, Usinu bahenesh v'sim alehen ketoiras lifnei Hashem. Machar. Fine. So Chazal asks, how could Koirach have sinned so egregiously? I mean, Koirach was a smart man. Rashi says, Koirach pikeachaya. Ma ra l'shtozeh. So Rashi says, Enoi hitasoi. His eye deceived him. His eye deceived him. And Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublina Rav, the great founder of the Daf HaYomi, and the Rashiva of Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin, he asked, why do Chazal say, Enoi, his eye deceived him? Why his eye? Why not his, a person has two eyes, so why his eye? Chazal should say, Enov, why Enoi? Interesting question. By the way, where else do we have this expression, Enoi? We say, O Moshe, Ben Me'av Yisrim Shana Loicha Hasa Einoi. His eye did not dim. What do you mean his eye? His eyes. Says Rav Meir Shapiro, and I think this is based on the teaching of the Baal Shem, that a person has two eyes. Think about it. Why do we need two eyes? Why didn't Hashem give us one eye? Like, you know, those minions. You know, they have one eye in the middle of their forehead. Why did Hashem have to give us two eyes? Answer is, each eye has a different responsibility. One eye looks upward to understand the majesty, the greatness, the awesome power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other eye is supposed to gaze downward and recognize one's unworthiness and deficiency. In other words, a person has to have two ways of looking at things. To see Hashem's greatness, to aspire to greatness, to yearn to elevate oneself, and on the other hand, a certain dose of reality of one's unworthiness. So, the problem is, if a person gets too caught up with himself and he's always gazing upward and yearning for greatness and yearning for elevation and he forgets his own deficiencies, he could go out of control. And that is what happened to Korach. Einoi hitasai. That eye, that second eye that is designated for a person to focus on their deficiency, to focus on their unworthiness, that's the eye. That's the eye that led him astray. On the other hand, conversely, when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, he had accomplished so much. He took us out of Mitzrayim, he gave us the Torah, and yet he always remained humble. He never stopped thinking about his own unworthiness. So Lo'icha Hasa'enoi, that eye never waned. That force that kept him in check never abated. So by Korach is Einoi Hitasai, but by Moshe Rabbeinu, Einoi. And that is a very important lesson in life. And my friend Reb Josh over here came in for a wedding. We want to wish Mazel Tov to his dear brother-in-law, Reb Avi Wolowski.
Avi and Kayla.
Avi and Kayla Wolowski. And this is a good...
Was Kayla Jacobowitz.
Very good. Fine. Dvar Torah number two. The Dvar Torah number two is a great pick. The Ramami Pano. You can't beat this. Ramami Pano on a Parsha sheet, that's like unbelievable. Fine. We're going to go to a Pasuk in Tehillim. An amazing Pasuk. Tiftach Eretz. The earth opened its mouth. Vativla Dasan. And it swallowed Dasan. Vatechas, and it covered over Al Adas Aviram, the community of Aviram. Hafla Vafela. What's going on? What is going on over here? Hi, Josh. It's Gidon. Gidon, Josh. Gidon says hi. How do you like that? Josh is busy learning. Tehillim, Perek Kovav, Pasuk Yud Zayin. So we'll print this out for you after. This pasuk in Tehillim is talking about the repercussions of Karach VaAdasai. But Hafla VaFela, we always know Dasan VaAviram. They're always together. They're Dasan VaAviram are always linked and grouped together. And yet, over here, in this Pasuk in Tehillim, it seems like they had different fates. That Dasan was swallowed, and Aviram was covered. Why are they broken up? Furthermore, why by Aviram are they called Eda? Dasan is not an Eda. Dasan is covered up. Aviram is called Eda. For all you Tehillim sayers, take a look. Perkuvav, Pasuk Yitzayin. Comes the Ramami Pano in the Sefer Mea Kesita. And he offers a fascinating insight to address these discrepancies. He explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu confronted Dasan for hitting his friend, so even though Moshe Rabbeinu saw Dasan hitting Aviram, we see that Dasan is the worst of the two. He's the leader of the two, right? Because he's the one who's hitting Aviram. Therefore, when it comes to Aviram, he's the Eda. He's part of the community. He plays a passive role. As opposed to Dasan, Dasan is the active guy. So because Dasan's the active guy and Aviram is the more passive guy, Dasan was swallowed first and Aviram was more like just covered over. Okay, so that's an explanation for the different fates of Dasan and Aviram. Now, next idea. 250 men. Vayakumu lifnei Moshe va'anoshim nei Yisrael chamishim u'masayim nesiei Eda kriyei moyed anshei shem. Now, nesiei Eda, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Darshan's Kuf Tesam Abayis, miyuchadim sheba Eda. These were the choice people. Kriyei moyed, they knew how to be ma'aber the shanim. And then anshei shem, their name was spread throughout the world. Men of repute. But who are these 250 guys? Since when is there an institution in the Jewish people of a body of 250 men? What exactly are 250 men? I mean, the Sanhedrin are 70, 72. Good question. Gidon, you like that question? Gidon likes that question.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Gidon, you could continue coming to the share. Good. So, the Gemara tells us that the 250 men were Rashi Sanhedrois. So, where does 250 come from? The Rambam writes Hilchos Sanhedrin, each Shevet must appoint a Sanhedrin Ketana in every location. Which means that every Shevet had 23 members of the Sanhedrin and two Soifrei Dayanim, two scribes, one on the right and one on the left. One writes the guilty information, one writes the innocent. Okay, so every Shevet had a command to appoint judges, like the Pasuk says, Shoiftim v'shoiterim, titen lecha b'chol sha'arecha, lishvatecha. So every Shevet has to have 25 judges. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz makes the following calculation. Why did Reuven join with Korach? Because they felt they were firstborn, so they should get Malchus, and they should get inheritance. Malchus went to Yehuda, inheritance went to Yosef. So the beef of Reuven was he felt he lost out to Yehuda and to Yosef. So if there were two Shvatim that were not represented by the Adas Korach, it was Yehuda and Yosef, because they're the ones who got the Malchus and Yerusha. So that means how many Shvatim were part of Korach's Eda? 10. Each one sent 25 members of Sanhedrin. So that's who the 250 men were. The 250 men were the 250 members of Sanhedrin, 25 members of Sanhedrin for each of the 10 Shvatim who participated, excluding Yehuda and Yosef. So that's the Elevate Your Shabbos table sheet. You want to get it, you go to the website, you go to print, and you print it out. That's all you got to do. It's free, no charge. Now we go to the Hebrew Parsha sheet, Likutei Ben La'ashri. I want to share with you two amazing Divrei Torah of the Ben La'ashri. If you want to hear the whole shiur on all of the Divrei Torah of the Ben La'ashri on this week's Parsha, then what you got to do is you got to go to the All Parsha app or the All Parsha website of the OU, and there all seven Divrei Torah are explained. But for this year, we're just going to focus on two major highlight Divrei Torah. Let's begin. This one is a good chap. Reb Joe, you're going to like this one. You ready? Korach. What was Korach's problem?
I'm always ready.
Okay. You were born ready, right? So, what was Korach's problem? Korach's problem was he felt jealous. That we know Korach was the son of Yitzhar. Yitzhar was the son of Kahas. Kahas had four sons. Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, Uziel. So Amram, the oldest, his kids got a lot of good stuff. Moshe was the Melech, Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. So you would expect then some other good stuff would go to the sons of the second son. The second son was Yitzhar. Korach was the son of Yitzhar, so he should get the Nesios. No. Instead it went to the son of the fourth son, namely Uziel, the son of Chevron. So Korach was jealous. Everybody asks, why is Korach waking up now? Elit Safin was appointed way back when. He wasn't appointed now. He wasn't appointed in the aftermath of the Meraglim. Why is Korach waking up now to complain against the perceived nepotism? The answer is, says the holy Ben La'ashri, Chazal tell us that La'asid Lavai, the Levium will be elevated and they will be on a higher Madrega even than the Kaihanim. You know that? Do we have any Levium on the Shir today? Gidon's a Levi. Yossi Summers, you're a Levi? Gidon, you're getting a lot of mention in this Shir. This is, right? Josh agrees. So, the Levium will be elevated, La'asulava, and they'll be even on a higher Madrega than the Kaihanim. Now, Bir, that's one thing. That's Erstens. Tzvetens is, had it not been for the Cheder HaMeraglim, the Jewish people would have walked right into the land of Israel, straight to Jerusalem, they would have built the temple, and we would have called it a day. That would have been the Tikkun HaAchron. Because of the Cheder HaMeraglim, we got lost in the Midbar for 40 years, and then we never were Zoicha to that final rectification. So here's what happened. When Elit Safon was originally appointed the Nasi, Korach said, I'm jealous, I don't like it, but it's not a big deal. any day now we're going to Israel, we're going to march to the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be the Tikkun HaAchron, I'm a Levi, and I'll be even higher than the Kohanim, so I'll suffer the indignity for a few days. But in the immediate aftermath of the Chedah Meraglim, where he realized he's going to be lost in the desert for 40 years, remaining subservient to the Kohanim, until they would finally get into Israel, Karach said, I can't take this anymore, and now he expresses his jealousy. In other words, until then, Karach figured it's an indignity, but it's not a big deal because any day now the Levium will be elevated to greater than the Kaihanim. Okay. Now, I'm going to share with one more electrifying Dvar Torah. The Medrash Pliya says, what did Karach see that he instigated with Moshe Rabbeinu? The Medrash says he saw Parah Aduma. It's a Medrash Pliya. He saw the Parah Aduma. What does that mean, he saw the Parah Aduma? What's the meaning of this Chazal, that Karach saw the Parah Aduma, and therefore he started up with Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Ben Lashri, on the words that Karach says to Moshe, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim uvesoicham Hashem, umadua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. What does Rashi say in that pasuk? Karach said to Moshe, Hey Moshe! You're not the only one who heard on Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Asher Tzisicha. We all heard on Har Sinai. What's Korach getting at? You're not the only one who heard on Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. Why, Moshe, did Moshe think he was the only one who heard Hashem say Anoichi Hashem Lekecha? Says the Ben Lashri, actually, yeah, Moshe did think that. Because if you remember, in the aftermath of the Chedo Egel, how did Moshe Rabbeinu defend Klal Yisrael? Hashem's a Moshe, why'd they make idol? Moshe says, oh, because they didn't know they're not allowed to. You said, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzei Sicha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lo Ye'alecha. You told me, I'm your God, I took you out of Egypt, you have to believe in me, you can't have another God. So Moshe said, Klal Yisrael didn't know the Torah was for them. So Moshe did say he's the only one who heard on Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So Korach says, Moshe, you think you're the only one who heard on Har Sinai? So Moshe says, I'm only doing it I'm trying to defend them from the Chet HaEgel. So Karach says, you think you're defending them from the Chet HaEgel? Para Aduma. What's the reason for Para Aduma? Rashi brings down from Moshe HaDarshan that the Para Aduma is a kapara for the Egel. Obviously, it's nonsense what you're saying, that they're not responsible for the Egel. They heard Hashem say on Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The proof is, the Parah Aduma, they obviously need a kapara for the Chedo Egel. So it's the seeing of the Parah Aduma, which gave Korach the understanding that Klal Yisrael needed kapara for the Egel, that he turns to Moshe, Moshe, you're not the only one who heard on Har Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, Maru Avosai, these are your Divrei Torah for Parshas Korach. These are not the only ones, by the way. You could also say over the Wednesday night shir, or you could say over any Divrei Torah you want. But these Divrei Torah are available for you. You could go to the site, Rabbi DG. You could print them out. You could make them big. You could make them small size. You could print them on color pages. You could also join us on our trip, July 4th. You see over here, you go to the news. The news is summer trip to Kibre Tzadikim. You could print out, sign up, and wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos, and we're going to be starting the Bir Tefillah Shir momentarily. Bear with me 1 second. I'm just changing the batteries.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.